Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, March 31st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Quake devastation is widespread on Nias. FEBC rebuilds a ministry in Mongolia, and the Arctic Circle gets new evangelistic materials. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Monday's powerful tremor has created aftershock chaos in Nias, Indonesia. While no tsunami appeared off the Indian Ocean, the reminder of December's events sent off shockwaves. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they're still waiting to hear from their team.
There on Nias Island, we happened to have some national workers that were actually doing an evangelistic outreach. And so even in their case, we're just trying to make sure that they are well taken care of and that they are doing now assessment in the island along the beach and trying to determine how we can be involved.
Jenks says they're also developing an outreach for kids who have survived two earthquakes.
Even after the damage has been cleared away and new buildings have been placed, these children who have been traumatized need to have help. And of course, the national workers who are there to do evangelism and church planning are learning that they have to be able to reach out to these people as well. And so we're going to try to do training later.
Meanwhile, as many as 2,000 people are feared dead in the aftermath of Indonesia's earthquake. Mission Aviation Fellowship was one of the first to respond to the latest tragedy. MAF's Dennis Fulton.
Right after the earthquake hit, it hit that night. The next day, we were able to make some flights into that area and to help make assessments of what has taken place. What they saw was a large number of buildings damaged, especially concrete structures. They saw many dead and injured.
Medical supplies and personnel were also flown into the region immediately. MAF has been doing more than helping physically, though.
As we're flying relief flights or medical evacuations, our pilots themselves, who are missionaries, are able to set them to listen to people's story and hear them and just be the hands and feet of Jesus as we go about doing our job there.
With the extra flights and higher fuel costs, your help is needed. At the very least, it costs $300 an hour. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, says their Haitian radio ministry is having worldwide impact. Men for Missions' Wayne King says Radio 4VEH broadcasts into French and Creole, but through streaming on the internet, they're reaching beyond Haiti.
We have found that in the United States, right on up the eastern seacoast, that there is a large Haitian community, and we are getting numerous emails from Haitians who have been appreciating getting the broadcast in Creole and French.
4VEH is also reaching into France and other countries. King says since the ministry is so effective, he's encouraging Christians to help.
Because we operate in a poverty-stricken country, we cannot rely on the Haitians to be able to stay on the air. So once again, we have to ask our friends in the United States and Canada and throughout the world to help us.
It currently costs $30 an hour to keep the radio station on the air. We turn next to the work of Far East Broadcasting Company in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Following a fire in 2003 that burned their ministry to the ground, there's been ongoing construction of the Wind FM Media House. Volunteers from Finland just spent 8 weeks in the project during the hardest part of the region's winter. The station serves the local community in a Christian context and provides programs that address the needs faced by Mongolian society. And an easy reader booklet is now available in an Arctic Circle language, with more on the way. Wycliffe Bible translators were searching for a way to publish and distribute a book by a local author and artist when a man involved in publishing happened to visit them. He agreed to publish that booklet and asked for more. The local church and the Center of National Cultures together organized a community writers seminar earlier this month to write more booklets. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.